and welcome. This is Some Guy and the Bugman Figure Things Out. I am Some Guy.
I am the Bugman. Welcome to this episode. Today's episode is brought to you by somebugman.com.
Mm-hmm.
Go there, visit, stay a while, enjoy.
Yep. The greatest website since website.net.
Oh man,
you'd
the
never
heady day.
Yeah, I mean, way back. All right, Bugman, I believe that you have a question for us today.
I'll take the floor today.
Yeah.
And today is a hard-hitting issue, another episode of the big questions you'll find anywhere, the biggest questions you'll find anywhere. And today's is, does space, outer space, that is, exist?
I international crisis, as far as I'm concerned. On some level, international conspiracy, I think they work against us.
I think so, too. I think we've been blindly led and blindly followed people that are telling us things and we're buying into it. It's just another way to put the poor man down.
Yeah.
Number one, kind of the subtext to me is, does outer space exist? The title right beneath that should be, prove it.
Yeah.
You know,
you
for
can't.
One, you can't. You cannot prove it.
Mm-mm.
And the only, I don't care what picture you have, what textbook you're reading, all that information, all that data is from the people that benefit from outer space existing.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, folks, we got Photoshop. And all I'm saying is every picture of outer space that you see is black with white dots.
Yeah.
Okay. Listen.
Yep.
I have seen people using Photoshop create a person's face out of a pizza. All right.
Yes.
And I've also seen somebody take a piece of pizza and Photoshop it into a person's face.
Right.
Now you're telling me that they can't also create up an illusion of what outer space supposedly looks like using Photoshop, even in the 60s. I'm just telling you, I don't think it's real in the way that they say that it's real, okay?
I can think of five or six movies based on the planet Mars.
Yeah.
And somehow we're supposed to believe that it's Mars. No, we all know it's not Mars.
Yeah.
So why then should we even believe that Mars exists at all, you know?
I think there's some merit to that argument because every representation of Mars that we've ever seen is fake. Like I said, I mean, we've already said it's been photoshopped, or it's been some movie set.
Yes,
you know.
Yes,
I'm not seeing any Mars dirt. Where's the Mars dirt?
Where's the Mars dirt at? And honestly, I mean, let's just say for 1 second that it exists. What's even the purpose of outer space? There is not one. If there's no aliens,
nothing there.
There's nothing there. What is the moon even doing?
It's a distraction.
I mean, what is that? It's just a distraction. You think you go to Walmart and you go to the toy aisle.
Yep.
How many alien, planet, star, space, outer space themed toys are there? There's a ton of it.
Now listen. I know that I think I differ with you a little bit on this, because I get the point you're trying to make, as that space doesn't exist at all.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of believe that space, that there's some truth to the idea. I just don't think that space exists in the way that they're all trying to tell us that it exists. Okay.
Interesting. Okay.
Everybody says that it's wide open space, and that it just goes on and on and on in every direction, whatever. I don't think that's true. Mm. Listen, I represent a group of people that we're proud of who we are, and we're not crazy. Okay?
Yeah.
I represent the flat spacers.
Wow.
Okay?
Okay.
Space,
the truth is revealed.
Space is a 2D plane upon which all of the planets roll, and the sun and the moon rotate, okay, and just roll around. Listen, they call it the big blue marble.
Uh-huh.
All I'm saying is that was a cry for help. There were a few astronauts way back in the day that were trying to get the truth out about how the Earth and all the other planets rolled around just like marbles. And they named it that. Okay. That's where I'm at. I'm
so
thinking
you're saying,
flat space is the way to go here.
So you're saying like the astronauts just kind of leapt off of the marble, stepped back a little bit, took a picture of it, and said, look, it's a giant marble, people.
Yeah, literally a marble.
Wow.
You know?
So space, you could just walk in.
Yeah.
Like you could just walk to wherever.
You ought to be able to just get off the planet, and you could walk directly to the sun. Forget about all this flying too closely and getting burned up. I'm talking about walk directly to the sun and have a tan and then have your way back to the Earth. Listen, why is it? Why do people think that Elon Musk would launch a car into outer space? Yeah. Okay? Mm-hmm. It's not because, like, why would you launch a car into outer space that's just going to float? You can't drive that.
Yes.
He launched it into outer space because outer space is flat and he wants to visit Mars. Okay?
Right.
He's going to get in the car and he's going to go for a drive. That's the fastest way around the 2D space out there. And I'm just saying, I think we've been fed a lie.
Yeah. And can we just talk about space travel in of itself for a minute?
Sure.
I've been fed a list my whole life of why we will never travel great distances in space. Whether it be the light year is just too unfathomable for our mathematicians and scientists or whatever, or the fuel is not there or whatever. That sounds like to me, when I was a kid and I wanted something, my parents would say, well, we can do that, but here's what has to happen first.
Yep.
And they feed me a list of things that would never happen, you know? And so I didn't get the thing that I wanted. And they knew that.
That's
they
right.
strategically fed me that list.
I do it to my daughter every week.
See, that's what I'm talking about. What is the difference between that and NASA? I'm saying maybe there's not one.
Right.
Maybe it is the same thing.
Exactly. Exactly. I couldn't agree more. I think they're stringing us along, and they're not telling us the whole truth here. I mean, what exactly is a light year to begin with? They want you to think that a light year, maybe these planets aren't so far away, these other marbles I'm thinking of that are rolling off, like maybe they're not so far away. They just don't want you to know how close they actually are. So they come up with some bogus measurement like a light year. Listen, I know what light is, okay? I had to turn on the light to come into my room. Yes. I know what a year is, all right? A year is how long I have to wait to, you know, well, it's how long I have to wait to get my birthday money, all right?
Yes.
That's how long a year is. And that's neither one of those talks about distance, all right? I don't.
Right.
They don't have anything to do with distance. So they give you this bogus measurement that you can't understand, that nobody even knows what it's about, that apparently they have some secret code for, and then they want you to think, oh, you just have to listen to us and trust us that light years are real, and so is outer space in the way that we describe it, that all the planets float. Who ever heard of that?
Yeah, that's crazy. Like, there's nothing hanging. There's nothing that they're on. They're just floating in midair.
Haven't you ever seen? Haven't you ever seen at a sixth grade science fair? Some kid made a planet, whatever, rotating thingy, and all the planets are hanging from a wire.
That's right.
Okay.
Yep.
You can't just set up a solar whatever. And they all just float.
No,
that's not how it works.
That's not how it works.
But
not
that's what they want you to think. See, if you don't have the wire, this is why I think it's flat. They all lay on the desk or on the table, and they roll around. I'm just going with what's natural.
So according to your laws of the Flat Space Guild League of people like-minded,
Federation of Flat Spacers.
Federation of Flat Spacers, of course, obviously.
Yeah.
Are stars just like specks on the space, you know, like maybe the space is not very clean, and so we just see little specks of dust and...
I kind of think that's what it is.
Whatever.
Mountaintops or whatever that have been crushed into the plane that exists out there, you know. And you know, who knows what it's actually made of? They won't test it. And if they are testing it, they're not telling us what outer space is actually made of. They're just saying, "Oh, I mean, you know, they're telling us a whole lie about the way that it exists in the first place. It's all this ooh, it's all these we're floating and whatnot." No.
Yeah. No way.
There's a floor. No way. There's a floor, and I want to walk on it. And not only that, I want to recover it, okay? I would like to recover the floor that is outer space with some nice tile or maybe some laminate. They've got good, they have cheap stuff, but it still looks nice, you know, that you can get nowadays, like at the Ride Out or at the Lowe's or something like that. I'm thinking, you know, redecorate the universe.
Why not? Why not? And if we could use some of the money that we're spending on space toys, and I mean, you can buy a quote unquote star. You can name a quote unquote star now.
Yeah.
If we would just save our money and put it towards that and put it towards the remodeling of quote unquote outer space, we could be seeing something different than just darkness at night.
Right.
We could actually have nice scenery even in the nighttime.
Right.
Wow. Listen,
I'm telling you. I think we got that one figured out.
Wow. I think I'm glad that the Federation of Flat Space exists. I think it's time for the Flat Earth nonsense.
That's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. We don't associate with those people. Okay.
No, no.
We might have conventions right next door, but they're not allowed in our space.
No.
Okay.
No, no, no.
Flat people, just get it out of your heads. Flat spacers have nothing to do with flat earthers. That's a different category of crazy over all the altogether. Okay.
Well, for one,
we're scientists.
Exactly.
We're scientists. Yeah.
Yes. I believe that, and if you'll send me a bill, invoice me, I'd love to start paying dues there.
Okay.
Sign me up. Sign me up.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, folks, if you would like to sign up for the Federation of Flat Spacers, then this is the show for you. And if you know others out there, which, listen, I'm already certain that you know a flat spacer. They're just not willing to say it out loud. But if you start retweeting this type of thing and talking about it with your friends and sharing it and liking and rating us on iTunes, then more people will get the message about flat space. And we'll start a real revolution. 200 years from now, we'll be teaching the truth in our classrooms.
Yes. Yes.
So you can find me on Twitter at Chase the Rev. You can find the show at Some Bugman. Mr. Radley, where can they find you?
You can find me on Twitter as well, at Bugman_Bradley. Reach out to us. We'd be glad to talk to you about this, to bring you to the correct side of this issue.
Absolutely. Interstellar question today, Mr. Bugman.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.